The destruction of the poetic sensitive and rudimentary quality of individual expression. It would not be fair to impose all of this on the publication of general courses in linguistics. According to Roland Barthes, it was never your intention to create a general linguistics. Neither a structural linguistic. In fact, your real discovery is much more fascinating than the generality of languages, which have been so conveniently adopted for the sake of science. Barthes write, "De Saussure's discovery is, in short, that poetry is double, line over line, letter over letter, word over word, signifier over signifier. He could not read a line of verse without hearing in the rustle of the first naming a ceremonial name formed by the federation of several letters apparently scattered throughout the line. And for that reason, Ferdinand, it is said that you feared of being classified as a lunatic. The search was as well the observation, I hope I have convinced you of that by now, neither that of a lunatic nor that of a person obsessed with science in general. If this would have been the case, the greatest scientists like Rousseau, Herder, Goethe, and the greatest artists like Kandinsky, Ezra Pound, and many others would have been lunatics. The irony of it all is that many of them indeed were considered to be just that. However, this is not the result from their deluded observations. Moreover, the psychological framework of conceptualization as bothered thought is directly responsible for conclusions of lunacy. You may well wonder how many people, like you, have second hearing. It is simply necessary as a capacity for freedom of individual perception, or as Barthes points out, meaning is never simple, except in mathematics. And the letters which form a word, though each of them rationally insignificant, keep searching in us for the freedom which is to signify something else. Language might be a means of communication, but it is never enough to cause self-reflection. We would physically and spiritually or mentally be poor creatures if such is the case. What linguistics seems to have overlooked is that abstraction is not the exclusive capacity of science. In fact, the cognitive structure of memory is, like in the case of computers, a rational farce. The capacity to abstract is part of the individual's capacity. When it arises, it is not a category of reality, but an inner reflection of the sound, created by a second hearing, or maybe even a connotation of what it feels like. And it might explain why we make such undeliberate spelling mistakes like spygology instead of psychology. It stands to reason, irony, that the second hearing creates all the difference, which allows for fantasy to work. Much rather than an originary scene that moralizes and pretends to distribute signs equally among its members, like Gans believes, or a genetic grammar that preconditions humans for language. What was his name again? Oh yes. I would prefer the individual body to be an active owner of signs. For if otherwise, the sign and the individual becomes exchangeable, in short, the individual body becomes expendable, subordinate to the spreading virus we then would have to establish as language. The prion is similar to the mad cow disease. It disguises as mimesis, and it rules out alterity. I rather doubt you would want that to be the result of your work.